Cheers and pride filled the waterfront community of Prince Rupert as they celebrated the opening of the much-anticipated International Longshore and Warehouse Union, ILWU, Local 505's new Union Hall on May 27, 2025. The striking three-story blue building at 855 West 1st Avenue features approximately 10,000 square foot of modern interior office spaces designed to serve Prince Rupert's growing portside workforce. It has a capacity of 240 people, providing ample space for meetings, negotiations, and union events. The establishment is the result of an $8.2 million redevelopment project led and primarily funded by ILWU Local 505, with $2.6 million contributed by the BC Maritime Employers Association, BCMEA, DP World, and the Prince Rupert Port Authority, PRPA. The new Union Hall is one of the largest commercial developments built in Prince Rupert's downtown core, said the stakeholders in a joint press release. It is equipped with the resources to ensure that both longshore workers and the city of Prince Rupert can thrive in the evolving maritime industry. It will also drive economic vitality in northern BC. A union hall is more than a building, it is a home to build community. We live in rapidly changing times and our new home will be an invaluable tool to meet the challenges we face, said Keith Kosciani, president of ILWU Local 505. The ILWU officially chartered Prince Rupert's Local 505 on May 8, 1945. Before joining the ILWU, since 1910, the waterfront workers in the area were represented by the International Longshoremen's Association, ILA, Local 38-41. Today, Local 505 represents Rupert's 700 active workers. Kosciani proudly acknowledged the union workers' resilience through two world wars, noting that the port of Prince Rupert played a key role in supplying the South Pacific during WW2. He also highlighted the union's endurance through a global pandemic, shifting political landscapes, and the rise and fall of various industries. "We've adapted, we've learned, we've grown," he said. At the event, Local 505 also honored Glenn Edwards by bestowing the title of President Emeritus upon him in recognition of his dedication, leadership, and lasting impact on the port. Edwards began his remarkable career on the Prince Rupert waterfront in 1980 after moving from St. Lawrence, Newfoundland. He became a union member in 1993 and quickly advanced, serving on the board of directors in 1994, as a business agent in 1996, vice president in 1998, and president in 2000. Under his leadership, Local 505 overcame major challenges, including the closure of the Brake Bulk Terminal and Pulp Mill, and helped transform the Fairview Terminal into a competitive container facility. During his long tenure, which lasted until 2020, the longshore industry experienced unprecedented growth, and Glenn became the longest-serving president in Local 505's history. After speeches from various project partners, the evening continued with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, followed by tours of the new building. Guests then gathered for refreshments in the hall where the room buzzed with conversation, surrounded by archival photos, union memorabilia, and a shared sense of nostalgia. The evening closed on a note of reflection and hope for the stories that shape Local 505 and for all that the new space will make possible in the years ahead.